We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Hi, I'm here today with Wendy Lee from our Lightning team to talk about Lightning and where you can experience Lightning at Dreamforce. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you.
So tell me about Lightning.
Lightning is amazing. If you're not using it, you should be using it now. But just to summarize what Lightning is, it's a new and reimagined user interface. It's an app framework and it's an ecosystem. So you can do so much more with Lightning, so much more than you can with Plastic, actually. So a lot of our users who were on Classic and recently moved to Lightning have told us that they're experiencing a 41% increase in productivity. That's huge.
That is huge.
Yeah.
How did it get started?
Well, that's a great question. We actually had to think about, you know, ways to drive productivity higher, ways to increase innovation, and creating a platform that supports and enables that. So we did a lot of research, asked a lot of questions from our users to get their feedback about what they're looking for. And we came up with a component-based framework, which is ultimately the Lightning platform that really enables the developers to create these reusable UI components that our admins can then leverage and use to create these pages for their end users to consume and access.
Fantastic. And what advancements, what's new since Dreamforce last year with Lightning?
There's so many new things that are happening with Lightning since Dreamforce last year. Just one thing that you'll immediately notice after you check out the Winter 18 release is a new look and feel to Lightning. So before, we got a lot of feedback from our customers, from you guys, that, you know, Lightning is great, it's a great experience, but there's a lot of white space. They wanted to see more contrast in the user experience, so we're providing more of that. So in the new Lightning experience enhancements for Winter 18, you'll actually see a lot more content density, so you can actually see more in the same space, which means less scrolling, which we all love.
Yes.
You'll also see more contrast between the actual content and the boxes, the headers, the buttons, so it becomes a lot more visible. We've made enhancements to the actual font sizes as well to really optimize that experience, and we've added a little bit of Trailhead fun, so you'll see Trailhead branding all throughout and call to actions to help you actually, you know, start your journey in Trailhead too.
Fantastic. What's your favorite feature? I know that's a hard question, but if you could pick one, what would it be?
Oh, there's so many. One of my favorite features is actually coming out in the Winter 18 release, and it's called Dynamic Lightning Pages. So if you're an admin, you're spending a lot of your time, you know, tweaking your settings, creating pages for your end users, and you do some of that in the App Builder. And what the App Builder is, it's a great place for admins to drag and drop these experience components to create these pages, these apps. And now with Dynamic Lightning Pages, you can actually control who gets to see these different components by setting specific filtering criteria. So what this means is your end users receive a lot more relevant information, and your admins are able to better manage and control the Lightning experience.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We're getting close to Dreamforce. We're coming up on it. I know the team's been really busy. Tell us what you guys are planning to do at Dreamforce. One or two things?
I am super excited about Dreamforce, and I am super excited about the Lightning Zone. This year, we're theming the Lightning Zone Lightning Launchpad. So think about that for a moment. When you think Launchpad, you think things are soaring, that are preparing for takeoff, and you'll see a lot of that in the zone. You might see some paragliders, some hang gliders. You may even see Cloudy or Astro zipline across the space with a 360-degree camera, so it's a great selfie opportunity. Have to check it out. We'll also have all of our great product demos. That's actually where we'll have our Lightning Theater. So in the Lightning Theater, we have almost 50 theater sessions that you can attend and check out the roadmap. Our Lightning experts will talk about different features. We'll talk you through how to move to Lightning and talk about the UX and UI as well. So that's a great opportunity to go deep and learn more from our experts. One other thing that you can't miss at the Zone is the consultations. So we'll have 18 Lightning ambassadors in the Lightning Zone at all times. And this is a great opportunity for you to speak with one of our experts and really ask them about how to make the move to Lightning and get any questions answered. It's a valuable experience, 10 to 15 minute conversation. And if you do a consultation, you might even get some free swag. So that's an added benefit there.
Wow, nice. And those definitely take advantage of. That's a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
To meet with experts. What about product keynotes or kickoffs?
Great question. So we're going to have two super sessions, and these two super sessions will be with our customers. So the first one will be on Monday at 11:30 a.m. That's going to be with T-Mobile and Crossmark. Some great stories that they'll be able to talk about. And then the second one will be on Wednesday at 2 p.m., and that's going to be with UPS and CommScope. So you'll definitely have to check out those sessions, hear from our customers about their experience with Lightning, and just learn more in general.
And what about the customer success showcase, the campground area inside there?
That's right. We all love the campground. There's so much going on in the campgrounds, and this year isn't going to be any different. We're adding a little bit of magic in the campground this year with Lightning, so we're actually going to put in a ride in the campground. It's going to be called Soaring with Lightning, and essentially, it's a paragliding ride.
Wow.
You're not going to leave the campground, mind you, so don't get too excited.
You're not going to fly above it.
But we will have this paragliding experience where you'll soar through a national park journey. You'll see different Lightning features and ROI metrics along the way. So it's a great opportunity to have a little bit of fun and learn a little bit about Lightning at the same time.
And if I'm over at the Marriott in the Sales Lodge or the SMB Lodge or over at the Palace Hotel in the Marketing Lodge, will I see Lightning there?
Lightning will be everywhere. So all the demos will be done in Lightning. So you'll see Lightning, yeah, as you said, in the Sales Lodge and the Service Lodge. I'm sure they'll have some workshops and sessions as well. We also have a consultation station in the Service Cloud Lodge too. So if you don't have an opportunity to go to the Zone at Moscone West, second floor, you'll have an opportunity to speak to one of our Lightning experts at the Service Cloud Lodge too.
Fantastic. I heard there's some interesting swag maybe. Is that true?
It is true. What are you looking for? I might be able to hook you up with it. But we will have some custom kites, so that's going to be really fun. Bring them home to your family, your kids, go to the park. We'll also have some lapel pins that you can wear and just be proud of Salesforce Lightning, stickers as well, and a couple of other surprises that you'll have to check out.
Yeah, don't give it all away right now.
Can't give it all away.
So if I want to learn more, somebody wants to learn more about Lightning, where should they go?
Great question. So salesforce.com/lightning is a great place to get an overview of Lightning, check out some of our latest collateral pieces. We also have a webinar that you can sign up for as well. And if you want to go a little deeper and actually learn about the Lightning features, maybe get a couple of badges, go to trailhead.salesforce.com, filter by Lightning, and you'll see all the different trails that you can take and a couple of super badges that you can grab as well. And then finally, you just have to come to the Zone and the campground, come to Dreamforce, check out all the different areas, and just see us there.
That's awesome. Thanks, Wendy, very much.
Thank you so much, Kurt. Appreciate it.
And thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.